Nothing between us and our faculty of sight, seeing. There is nothing between our nafs and our faculty of hearing. Everyone acknowledging ability or your seeing faculty is directly seeing for yourself. It is not an independent body from you. So the relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us, your ears, your touches, your taste, your everything is doing all of verses of Quran. Unfortunately, I do not my memory or memorizing ability is not very good. Like, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, He is with you. How could it be that wherever you are, Allah is with us? How could it be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than Habl al-Barid? Habl al-Barid is this vein here, jugular vein. So, we cannot assume it's a physical. Allah is relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creatures in an expansion. Mullah Sadra rahmatullah alayhi has explained this very well. He has made a
transcendental
motion. I never learned this. This was number 65 times, you told me. So how can Allah test us with these things? So that I don't think that I'm a very learned person. So Mullah Sadra's concept, but he has theorized it. He has made a theory which is called Harakat-e-Juhari, which we have discussed about it. I don't want to go into Harakat-e-Juhari. I just want to say, based on Harakat-e-Juhari, when especially in ultra-material worlds, then second, similar to what this electricity that is glowing, that probably, I don't know, maybe I think is 60 times per second that electricity goes on and off, but we all see it on all the time. 16 times per second.
60 hertz. 60 hertz means 60 cycles per second. That's right.
60. Okay, 60 times per second. This electricity, this light is going on and off, but because it's so fast, we do not see. But of course, this is 60. That is, he has not, Mullah Sadra has not said how many times. He has said it's so many times. That for probably, I would say, once a millisecond. That's my own usage of numbers. Once per millisecond. Yeah, 1,000 millisecond is 1 second. So that means 1,000 times per second, or similar to that, or even more than that, I don't know, that all 1 millisecond after, they are given their hayat, their life back. So, in this type of notions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for everything, for angels even. So, I don't want to go into depths of it, this is not something for tonight, or even similar to electricity, that much is simple to understand. Similar to electricity, Israel is taking the life away from him. Similarly, you know that this is happening in your material senses. How many cells are dying every second? And how many cells are being born every second? You don't even realize it. You don't even notice it. So, what Mullah Sadra Rahmatullah has said 400 years ago, this is still holds. It is still, I mean, it shows, when I say it still holds, I mean, at least in material level, it is, a notion of it is happening. So, in that type of Tawheed, that every millisecond you're surrounding the soul to Israel, and every millisecond Israfil, you know that us back in that millisecond back. So, in this notion, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe, beautifully created Allah, every millisecond. Allah, if He decides not to give that back, there's nothing else, nothing exists even. So, you see how the Muslim philosophers or Muslim people or Muslim religious people, he has resolved this with this Tawheed Samadi. Of course, before Mullah Sadra have been other people. This is Mullah Sadra walking and going on the way of Tawheed, so that having the problems of those people who did not know what to do with this problem, or sometimes people exemplify the religion. That type of exemplification is that child gradually grows into a level that it goes independent, and even parents, they do not know what he does. It's very difficult, it's very unfit, this example, for the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with us. Okay, let's pass from this, and inshallah we want to move towards a higher level of what we were talking. So we can possibly, I really don't know. Sorry? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I didn't mean what I said, how I want to relate it to Laylatul Qadr. I meant what I want to say from now on, how I want to link that to Laylatul Qadr. What I said now, definitely you will understand the relationship of it to Laylatul Qadr. Because the whole, as I said, the whole talk, the whole studies, the whole thing we do, we must always, in the background, gradually this must become the background environment of the mind. That relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that expansive vela'i relation and tawhid relationship of Allah and the creatures must all the time be existent in the whole environment of studies. Otherwise we always fell off. We always fall off. It's very difficult. And important part of it is for tawhid, you know that any ilm and knowledge is based on two main, and then you acknowledge it. And there is no really very little value in doing tasdeeq without tasavvur. So you cannot say, oh yes, Mr. Bassam, or yes, those who call me Amu, yes, Amu. Tasavvur of it. I mean, just acknowledgement does not give that effect to one. We must be able to do a tasavvur and imagine how is that tawhid, and then by acknowledgement, then we can, after that acknowledgement, if that acknowledgement happens, that is when we are becoming tawhidi. So that is why Usulul Aqaid is not, you cannot imitate, you cannot do taqlid of Usulul Aqaid. Because taqlid of Usulul Aqaid basically means, yes, I acknowledge, but I do not have any tasavvur of it, I do not have any imagination. So, we have discussed that the source of creation, as per Quran, is Allah says, "وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ." I blew from my ruh to him, to insan. And how is that "نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ"? Just to quickly say, Allah, when we say "مِنْ رُوحِ" means from my ruh. Ruh is has not. You cannot divide ruh and say Allah has given part of his ruh to me, part of his ruh to you, part of his ruh to you. It doesn't work like that. Ruh is very one, indivisible, indivisible. You cannot divide ruh. No ruh can be divided. Especially if it's from the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, any ruh is blow from his ruh to insan. The example, I have given examples, I repeat those examples. Example of it is, you have got this source of light, the strong intensity of light and nur. Then you put a dark, not very dark, a little light, slightly dark, that light and that nur, which beams through different layers of the glass, and when it reaches to the seventh, there is little light left. It still is light. The nature of it never changes. No one can say, no, this is... It only has... Intensity has been decreased. So, intensity decreases. That's an example that is given for how the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, happens. That means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests himself. Manifestation or tajalli. Allah has done tajalli. Manifestation there? I'm explaining. Please listen. Manifestation is when something, there is a reality, when that reality lowers itself, in a lower version it shows itself. That's a manifestation. While the original thing is kept there. Manifestation is, example, always this example is when I talk, when people talk about their mind. I'm talking about a concept to you. That concept is high above in my intellect level. But I'm bringing it into the words. those words are manifestation of my thoughts. Because it's a lower level. I mean, no one, this is impossible. No one can present his intellectual level in the level of words similar. I mean, you cannot keep the same level of it. It always decreases. And we, a lot of times, you know that, especially when it comes to ma'arif and to intellectual things, a lot of times we cannot even say what we want. We understand something, but when we come, we explain, we struggle even to explain, and at the end we look at it and say, no, I couldn't do it. I mean, you know that you have not been able to say that. That is one way of manifestation. And another way of manifestation is the same thing, the same light, when it's beaming through a glass, so that lower light is manifestation of the higher light. Means, what is manifestation? That means it is of the same nature, that original thing is kept up there, but it is another lower version of it is being presented, is revealed. Manifestation means revelation, means displaying in another level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a level. It's very difficult, but we have to learn. Ziqal kalam is very little words are there. I mean, there is no word to explain it. But they say there has been, so that is Allah in that level. No one knows about it. No one even can assume. We only refer to that level. We say huwa in qubal or rasm. No address, no name, nothing. That is in that level when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the first manifestation. First ever manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would that be? This. But I should tell you, because sometimes when I want to say, I censor myself. I start to say it, then I say, I look at your eyes and say, no, say it this way. No. The first level of manifestation is alamil, from the level of huwa. The next level is called, they call it ahadiyat. Maqam ahadiyat. Ahadiyat is where there is only Zat. They call it also Ahadiyat Zat. Ahadiyat Zat means where you can only say, yes, Zat of Allah. Nothing else you can say. That is the first manifestation. Zat of Allah. Nothing else can be said about it. There is second manifestation from Ahadiyat of Zat, which is called Wahidiyat. In Wahidiyat, Asma or say Qadir, we can say Alim, we can say Malik, we can say all these Asma Allah that we read tonight, 1001 of them. No. In Wahidiyat, I'm not saying there is 1001, I'm saying that is where Asma are recognizable. Asma can be referred to in Maqam Wahidiyat. In Ahadiyat is only Zad, Ahadiyat is Zad. In Wahidiyat is Asma and Zat. They can refer to them separate. What are Asma? Asma are the same names that we discussed tonight. I mean, we read tonight in Joshan Kabir. How many Asma we read in Joshan Kabir? So, these are Asma. What is Asma Allah? What are the names of Allah? What does that mean? Asma Allah, Ahsan, attributes of Allah, MashaAllah, that this lady, without having about 25 sessions absent, she still remembers all those Asma. No, honestly, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. That, yes, Asma'ullah are attributes of Allah when they are referred to Zat. Remember, for us, we say when attributes and Zat are regarded together, it's called Ism. Ism of Ilm and Zat is Alim. Alim is the name of the Zat with the attribute of Ilm. Wahidiyat. Wahidiyat is where you can refer to Asma'ullah.
Sorry, can you repeat the sentence? Ism of Alim.
When